Now, my good friend and guest today is John France from UWE, and we're here to try and get to grips a little bit with the art world, fine art, contemporary art, you name it. So, well, John, tell us, can you suggest an exhibition, perhaps, or something, preferably nearby for our listeners, that, you know, if they wanted to get along, have a look at what's out there by way of galleries or exhibitions. What would be your number one choice for people to look at?
Well, I mean, you asked me earlier, Tony, about what was happening now, and very, very luckily, there is an exhibition on at the moment, which is close by to the Thornbury district in Cheltenham, called the Gerwood Drawing Prize.
Right.
And this is a national competition. It happens every year. There's a large first prize. I think it runs at about £20,000.
Woo!
So there's a lot.
It's going to attract a lot of people.
A lot of competition entering. A lot of professional competition, and it's very difficult to get work in the show. Now, what it does do is it provides a very much a snapshot of what's going on in drawing at the moment.
Drawing specifically,
the Gerwood Foundation, which funds this prize, also has prizes in painting, sculpture, photography, and I think filmmaking.
Right.
But certainly, you know, three or four different disciplines.
Uh-huh.
But they specifically have targeted drawing as one of those disciplines. So you'll see a real cross-section of types of drawing in there. And those drawings won't just be coming from painters. They'll be coming from all kinds of disciplines. Because drawing is what we call a generic skill.
Right.
Filmmakers make drawings.
Storyboarding,
animators,
yep.
Sculptors, painters, graphic designers, textile designers. Most types of media artists can access or use drawing. It can be part of their kind of armoury of creativity. So the show at in Cheltenham at the University of Gloucester, Summerfield Gallery. It goes on from the 7th of November to 28th of November. It's nearby for you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give you a good access into what's happening nationally, particularly in the genre of drawing. But an added kind of ingredient on that is the Gerwood Drawing Prize evolved out of the Cheltenham Open Drawing Competition.
Ah, so it is very much a local thing.
So initially, when it was first developed in the early 90s, I think, it was called the Cheltenham Open Drawing Competition, and it was highly regarded, and that evolved into gaining some support and funding from the Gerwood Foundation and became more national.
Right.
So it's kind of comes home on each tour, each year.
Right, they've obviously got to come home, haven't they?
They always come back here.
Yeah.
So I think it's rather nice, really, that tradition's developed, and of course it's great for everybody in these districts, and I guess a lot of the art schools in this side of the country, in the West Country, Gloucester, Bristol, Bath and so on, they all have great traditions in the area of drawing and support the exhibition.
Excellent.
And so I would definitely recommend that as an easy one to do in terms of getting there.
Right.
I wouldn't say it's going to be easy in terms of when you walk in the door and walk around that gallery, because you're going to get a whole range of quite different challenges coming
right
at you. And, of course, the content of the work will vary. They may all be drawings, but the actual ideas and content, philosophies and so on, they're all going to be different. So you're going
right
to get a mixed bag.
So this is just an ideal opportunity, really, isn't it, for anybody that fancies getting out of their comfort zone a little bit, to go and get challenged. It's not dangerous, is it? You know, walking into a gallery, what's the worst that could happen? It's not like you're going rock climbing or something like that, is it? So you get your concepts or your ideas of life challenged a little bit. Well, that's only to be encouraged, surely.
Well, I think it's, you know, an absolute must, isn't it? I mean, I think challenging our preconceptions about what art is, what ideas we can take on board. There's an interesting thing, really, with history, isn't it? How what often seems kind of radical now
yeah
becomes quite ordinary within 20 years. So, and assimilated.
So would you say
that... In other words, the shock of the new, you know, that when newness, when new ideas, when new things come onto the art scene, they are shocking and disturbing. But it's always... I mean, I'm speaking from some experience of making art for 30-odd years.
Yeah.
And I would say it's surprising how quickly controversial work becomes assimilated.